man, we're coming down the home stretch here on the 12 days of a strong winter of Christmas. And on day one, we talked about having clear eyes, clear future, what we want it to look like, who we want to be. Day two was about our truth pill, getting real with where we're at. Day three was a wake-up call to focus on profit. Day four was lightening that pack, making sure your overhead isn't weighing you down from making a profit. Man, day six or five was about a challenge on how to use our time. Man, that's all we got. Day six was hanging around the right people. Day seven was all about gratitude. Day eight was being more of a giver than a taker. Man, just for a second there, what if you approached every interaction with every other human being you ever had with that attitude? What if your whole team did that? What if that became the culture in your business, that we give more than we take? You think that's not going to change your business and your life? Holy crap. Day nine was about being a marketing maniac, that if you're getting less than a lead a day, you're screwing the pooch. All right, you got to change something. I don't think you're serious about running a business. Yesterday, we talked about getting your people around other lions, other winners, and investing in them. And today, day 11, on the 11th day of Christmas, the Strongpreneur gave to me bigger expectations. Listen, one of the things that sabotages us frequently is that we don't set high enough goals. We set conservative goals, and then we fall short of them, and that sucks because, you know, we don't even reach our potential. One of the worst things we could do is not reach our potential. So one of the ways that you can make sure that you always reach your potential is set bigger goals, have bigger expectations. That's why I tell the groups that I talk to and the people that I coach, if you're a contracting business owner not making at least $200,000 per year personal income for you and your familia, that you should consider getting the hell out of business, because there's too much stress, too much risk, too many headaches, too much to do, too many balls to juggle and hats to wear. Guys, if you're not making 200K as a business owner in the trades, shit, go work for somebody else. Call me up. I'll hire you or something. You'll be a sales guy or whatever. Or you could be a franchise dude or whatever. But here's the deal. It all starts with our expectations. I believe you're going to get what you expect. If you expect to be a $60,000 a year guy, then you're going to be a $60,000 a year guy or girl. If you expect to have problems every day in your business, then all you're going to see is problems. So today's challenge on this 11th day of a strong, better Christmas is just have better and bigger and better expectations for your income, your profit, the type of people. Oh, crap, let me vamp on that one a minute. How many times I get an email or a voicemail or some sort of mail from somebody, you people, that say, there's no good people in my area. I was on the phone with a guy, and he's like, I can't find anyone good. There's nobody good at all in my whole area. I've been trying for a year to find good employees, and I can't find one. I said, you mean to tell me in a town of 550,000 people, you can't find three people that could work for you that are good human beings? And there was silence. I said, dude, the issue isn't that they're not out there. The issue is you're telling yourself a lie. You're telling yourself a story that nobody good is out there. So that's all you're freaking seeing, and that's what you're attracting. So let's reframe that. Let's shift it and say, hey, out of 550,000 people, I know my three or four are out there. I can't wait to find them. All right? That's a different story. It's a different expectation. So what you're going to see, what you expect to see. All right? And the other thing, you got to inspect what you expect. You got to inspect what you expect. So if you try to say that fast, if you expect high profits, if you expect your people to perform and do great, then you have to have weekly measurements in place to hold that crap accountable. All right? But it all starts with having bigger expectations for your income, your profit, your people, the type of clients that you have. Okay? Don't tell yourself small lies anymore. Set bigger goals, have bigger expectations, and then put the hammer down, redline the motor, and go get it. Happy New Year. Motor hard.